Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, a show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my God, is it really this hot this summer, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you tonight, sir?
I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm chilling.
You're chilling, yeah. You're chilling, all right, brother. You're chilling like a villain. Oh, my goodness. We've just got tons to do tonight. Let's get right into it. All right, before we get started tonight, we want to start tonight like we start every show. We want to remind you guys that we are sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge as soon as they're able to open, Steve's being very smart about this. He's taking a very, very cautious stance, so he's not opening up yet, but he did order new tables. He's very excited about that.
Totally playing the long game, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. But they provide a fun and safe, obviously, and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. Now, they do have a new streamlined website that you want to go to. It is www.kgsonline.com. That's kgsonline.com. Don't forget, you can get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout. So, I mean, I used that just last week. So, I also want to recognize, first of all, and welcome our newest patron, Bell. He played with us Wednesday night, and he signed up. He's a friend of mine. Bell, nice. Welcome aboard, man. He's a Planeswalker level. He came in for the $5 a month. Him, Anthony, Steve, Ian, Walter, George, Josh, and Zach are really the guys who keep this show running, and we could not do it without you. We appreciate you guys so much, and we thank you so much for everything you guys do for us. So, again, thank you guys so much for just being patrons, for joining along with us. We've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up this month, especially the big, big one, which we're going to talk about in Maine, too, is going to be Winnabox promo. You guys are all in. Actually, all of our patrons, no matter what level, are in the Winnabox promo. But we are still in untap, so I'm going to untap and listen, Aramis. I've heard your cry that, you know, me drinking IPAs, whether they're double or triple, is, you know, it makes you a little nervous, dude. I get that.
Your track record speaks for itself, my friend.
Yeah, so I've decided that instead of that tonight, I'm just going to drink a Dogfish Head Palo Santo Marone wood-aged brown ale.
I have no idea what you just said, but it sounded like you're eating animals.
It's a wood-aged brown ale. It's aged in handmade Palo Santo tanks, whatever they are. This unfiltered, unfettered brown ale is an unprecedented blend of roasty vanilla and caramel complexities. It's really tasty ahead of Saturday night. And it also has 12% alcohol by volume. So, yeah, I'm going to have that tonight. And
12%? That's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's great.
What? 12%? Nothing. Nothing to worry about here. It's really good. Oh, it is really, really tasty. So, how have you been, sir? How was your pre-release weekend that we didn't have an event at?
Oh, my God. I missed the pre-release so much.
Everybody misses the pre-release so much.
it was weird because it's like, you know, we could talk about that later. We picked up pre-release packs and streamed it, you know, because that was basically the only way we could have that experience of playing sealed with the new set. So, yeah, it's just this pandemic has really just screwed everything up, yeah. And it really sucks.
You're not even kidding. It's insane right now. And I realize now that my old beard used to hide my white. Oh, damn, I'm going to have to rethink this because I like hiding my earbuds. But and my beard used to do that for me. I'd be covered up, and you'd just have this. Nope, not anymore. You can totally see
not anymore.
My earbuds. I have to agree with you. Playing with you was fun, and don't get me wrong. And I mean, yeah, thanks for none of you for showing up and watching that lovely little stream. Although we didn't give really any notice, it was just
fair, it was a little bit one sided.
It was a last minute thing. So
yeah. Well, I mean, and also, you know, I crush you like a bug.
Oh, shut up, dude. It's sealed. Give me a frickin' break. Everybody knows.
Hey, I was simply maintaining the order of the universe by destroying you.
Right. Well, somebody's head is getting big. Anyway, You know, and before
well, it barely
we get
fits on screen as it is. So,
before we get started, there's one other thing I want to say. If please keep your thoughts. I can't go into details. He asked me not to read anything on air, but Walter, many of you have been following along with one of our listeners, Walter and his sons, and the drama, the things going on there, and just if you whatever you do, whether it's good thoughts, prayers, thoughts and prayers. If you're a Republican, you know, just throw them up. Like, do whatever you got to do, man. Walter, you're in our thoughts tonight, man. You and your son, and we hope everything's going well for you. That's all I'm really at liberty to say. I really wasn't even at liberty to say that, but I'm going to do it anyway. Must be the 12.5% alcohol by volume. But
that's a little fast. I'm scared.
Oh, you should have seen it Saturday night. I started slurring rather quickly.
No, please send help.
So no, it was, we had a great weekend though. Wendy and I went to, actually, I took her to Kerwin's. She wanted to go. She wanted it. We wanted a little day trip, so we went together. And I'll tell you, it was worthwhile. We had a
pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yeah. Well, it was weird because she's never been to Catskill at all, and it's a very, you know what? I figured it out. Catskill's like the more approachable Saratoga. It's not the, I'm not going to go so far as to say the redneck Saratoga because there ain't a whole bunch of rednecks, but it's the more approachable Saratoga. It's got like all these little shops and these little, like, you know, like there was a cat shop that my wife went nuts in, and yeah, now apparently I'm going there for Christmas shopping this year, and that's it.
Yeah, that cats are like the thing for Catskill because of the name.
But, yeah, and yeah. So I mean, there was all sorts of stuff. We found another store. We found. Mm-hmm. I finally got to go to Beer Street, World. It was a beautiful thing.
Main Street Catskill is a very nice straight little road.
It honestly, if you've been to Saratoga, it's like Saratoga is for the pretentious rich people, and Catskill's for like everybody else who just wants to be normal and hang out. So I mean, it was a really great trip. We enjoyed it. I mean, I love doing that stuff with her anyway. It's one of the reasons I married her, is we have so much fun. We just went for a drive, and she saw the store, and she was like, okay, this is the best gaming store you've brought me to yet, because I did take her to a few others, and she's like,
and also
oh.
fun fact, Catskill is the hometown of Mike Tyson.
Well, now you had to go and ruin it. thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. Words can't express. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, but no, I'm excited. We had a good time there. So I went down there. I didn't call or nothing, so I didn't pre-order anything. And I was like, I'm going to go down. I'm going to buy a box. I'm going to get my pre-release kit. And so I got there, and they're like, we're out of boxes. I'm like, crap. So I'm like, well, it's still not a waste. I bought the pre-release kit, and I kind of looked around a little bit, talked with the guys, kind of told them what we're doing, what's up. They told us what's doing, what's up. I told them about your situation. I'm like, somebody should call him because, you know, he would game full time for you. You know, that sort of thing. And then we, we hung out, and then we're just going to leave. We went across the little cat store. And then I can't remember the dude's name with the glasses, though. He's kind of like the assistant manager. He's got like the goatee, and he always wears a backward hat like me, and he's somewhat over. And it's kind of like the better looking, less Kevin Smithy looking dude. But he came out, and he's like, well. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, well, you know, we're just going to run over here to Beer World and, you know, see what we can find. He's like, well, Steve just called. I told him what's happening. Well, actually, I talked to Steve, and I told him what's happening. He's like, he found boxes. He's coming in. He's bringing boxes for you. If you want a box, I'm like, well, I'd rather spend money with you. Because I might have mentioned, I was like, well, then maybe I'll go to Bonds and pick up a box. And because, you know, I wanted a box. And so we're sitting there, and he's like, so I was like, okay, sure. So we took a ride, and we found this this great little CBD oil store for Wendy's pain. Like, she's got a lot of knee pain and stuff. And it was really cool. It's a little bit touchy, granola-y, crunchy, new agey. Yeah, Wendy loves. I'm like, this is just, and even this crazy, obviously somewhat doped up on heroin lady was talking about it a little bit. She's like, sorry. And she's like, oh yeah, he's a tough nut to crack. I'm like, lady, you have no idea. I do not belong in this store.
I think I know where you're talking about. Is it right across the street from that ice cream place?
Yes, it is. It's right across the street.
Yes.
Great store. The guy is really cool. And the stuff they gave her really is helping her knee. Like, I'm all about it. I can't remember the name or I'd give him a shout out. But I mean, we did that. We went to Beer World, which is, I'm like, this is the best place ever. Oh my gosh, look at this stuff. You know, and they had growlers there, and I haven't had growlers since I moved out here. I can't find a place that does them. So I was genuinely Jones and kind of cool. So we had a nice trip, and then I went back, got my box, talked to Steve for a bit. You know, he gave us some of the dirt on what he's planning. They're getting the new tables. I'm like, when do you think you're playing? He's like, everybody's asking. And I realized that I'm never going to ask again, because he had this look of like, I swear to God, if another person asks, I'm just going to kill them.
Yeah, I think the problem is that, you know, obviously everybody has their own situation going on, and everybody just, you know, innocently want, they just honestly want to know, hey, what's the plan? But when 753 different people ask you in the course of 2 hours, you kind of want to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah. So I get it. So we got our box. We went and had a little food on the way home. We stopped, I don't know where, I think we stopped for like just basic stuff. And then, you know, we came home and hung out. You and I did the stream, which went pretty okay. I mean, yeah, I lost, but I always lose, so I'm not a big worry about that. But then we basically, you know, we did that. Sunday was just completely, oh my God, I skipped over the best part. My daughter graduated high school.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Oh, by the way, just, you know, side note, whatever. It's not even a big deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's graduated. Two down, one to go. That went really, really well. We had a nice party. There were only 10 of us here. We really were kind of trying to keep the social distancing and stuff. I mean, the core seven, which is the two households, and, you know, we have three kids and four parents, plus the little baby, so eight. You know, obviously we don't social distance as much because we share kids. So, I mean, you know, we're just kind of, the water's muddied. But we tried to social distance for her dad as much as possible, and her mom. We had them over, and we were like, that's it. We're done. Oh, and Logan. Logan was here.
Logan. The boyfriend.
The boyfriend. I got to come up with a sound bump for Logan.
Yes.
Something just ominous. I mean, I could do Dramatic Chipmunk, so. And it doesn't work as well. But in any event, yeah, Logan was here as well. And Gabe, who I like Gabe. Gabe's her friend, her friend from Ohio. And, oh, I wonder how that went today, honey. I'll tell you that offline. There was some great stuff that we found out.
Oh, jeez.
But we had a good graduation. We had a good party. You know, talked a little bit about Magic, me and Logan, and, you know, stuff like that. He's all excited about Core 21. And he's all excited about Ugin and stuff. And so am I. And then, you know, it was just basically a nice weekend. Sunday, we just kind of chilled. I cracked the boxes. I found my dupes. I watched a ton of TV. I'm watching Doom Patrol Season 2. And, okay, it's the weirdest superhero show out there, but it's freaking great. Okay, it's not for kids. Do not let your kids watch this. But, I mean, because, I mean, there's one episode where they're basically in the digestive tract of a donkey. But, okay. And it goes like, yeah, it goes exactly the way that's you think it's going to go.
So, that's a visual I didn't need.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you get the chance to watch it, it's on HBO Max right now. You honestly, knowing your humor, you dig it. And you would. I think you'd really, really enjoy it. I'm going to kill that cat. I'm going to take that again. So, yeah, you'd really dig it. I think it's knowing your humor and your style. This would be a show for you. I wouldn't recommend it to you otherwise. I read the books when I was younger. It has always been a little strange and unusual and off-putting and you know, cool. But I was always fascinated with them because they were the first superhero team that at the end of their book in 70, I think, they ended the book. They killed the entire team. I was like, and then they stayed dead for like 25 years. I was like, so it was fascinating to me. I'm like, wow, superheroes can die. This is, you know, as a kid, I was fascinated. Anyway. Highly recommend Doom Patrol, but I watched some of that. We hung out. It was a nice weekend. But let's go to the upkeep phase since we did Untap. What we're going to be talking about tonight is obviously main one. We talk about what we talk about every week, state of standard. Then we're going to go into a little bit of possible duplicate of 21. So, I mean, we've got some, you know, some people have written in about it and stuff like that. No real combat yet. We may fall into one. Who knows? Then main two, we're going to talk a little bit more about Jumpstart. And, you know, we both opened two packs. It was kind of neat. Then one of our patrons sent us an email, and I really want to get into the nuts and bolts of this because it's a very, very interesting email. It's Zach. He emailed us. And he kind of goes into his feelings on the current standard and what it means for him and how he's going to go forward. And I think it's a really worthwhile discussion to have. Then we're going to get into the win a box. So we're going to talk about that and how you can win the box of Core 2021 for free. We're not charging anything, and it's going to be exciting. So hang out for that. So let's, you know what? Let's just get right into it.
Main phase.
All right. Welcome to main phase. All right. State of standard. You know. Whew. Not much has changed.
Well, no, it's that weird period of flux where, you know, the pre-release has happened. It's been released online. People are starting to break the meta, but there hasn't been any events. So if you're looking for, like, deck lists, they're kind of hard to come by. I mean, I was looking around a little while before the show, and I'm like, okay, these are lists, but they're all pre-core set. So, I mean, I know it's not technically legal until this weekend, but
it's
got to be
something. It's out there in Arena anyway. And here's the thing. Ugin is, in the words of Denny Green, he is who we thought he was.
Well, luckily we already knew who he was, but yeah, he's back and he's pissed.
Yeah, they are who we thought they were. I miss those.
Basically.
I miss those old commercials. But playoffs. Oh, we should talk about that too. Your boy. Your boy's a Patriot.
Oh, Cam Newton? Yeah. I think I agree with Richard Sherman. I think he probably should have gotten paid a lot more money than what he did. But yeah.
Well, I mean, really, Josh Allen's going to have his. Remember what I said about the Bills? It ain't happening.
Yeah, it's just too bad. I kind of wanted Buffalo to have a shot. But I think that really pushes New England back into the top tier of the AFC.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you there.
Well, I mean, of course, we're not 100% sure that their season will start on time either.
We're not
maybe
sure there will be a
will.
Season.
Yeah. I imagine that's something will come up, but we're not a football podcast. We won't worry about that right now.
So anyway, getting back to that, but Ugin is definitely, he's having an impact. I've been playing this weekend. I played a little bit off and on. I did my sealed event that I got for pre-order, and I did one player draft. And then I started playing standard, and I built a Bant ramp around Ugin. And then I started playing other decks. I wanted to try mono red and stuff. I must have faced Ugin, I'm going to say 35% of the time. Not just in the Bant ramp deck, but it was definitely Bant ramp seems to be his favorite flavor, which is what we called.
Because you want to get him down as soon as possible.
Right. You don't see him too much in the Teemer Rex. And as I understand it, I mean, I didn't get to play a Teemer Rex matchup this weekend. But Bant ramp against Teemer Rec with Ugin, okay, sure, go ahead and untap your mana all day. Okay. You know, I mean, they can counter it, but that's about it. I mean, I think you're going to see Bant ramp taking over here big time.
Yeah, I think with Ugin, his only real drawback is the fact that he costs 8 mana.
Yeah.
And if you're able to get him down sooner than that, I mean, he's ridiculous. I played a little bit of standard over the weekend. I didn't do very well. I was playing an interesting deck that I saw that was basically like mono artifacts. It played with both Ugins. And, you know, when I was able to cast it, it was basically game over every time.
Right.
So it's really just going to be a matter of, you know, the decks that can fit him into their game plan, you're going to see him there because it's ridiculous. He's Lightning Bolt. He's a massive board wipe. If you manage to ultimate him, you should have already won the game, but this basically guarantees that you've won the game. So, I mean, it's one of those things where we knew how powerful Ugin was before he was reprinted. Now that he was in the set, we're like, is this the right time for him? I mean, isn't there so much stuff floating around that can cheat him in? But okay,
it's the return of the Mac, man. Ugin's the Mac.
Oh, return of the Mac. Okay.
Could you hear that? Was that coming through?
At the very end.
But yeah, it's Ugin is Ugin's going to be in almost every deck. Really, I think he's going to be in. Steve, I feel like this might be the return of hard control decks. Spoken like a
child. I played against Esper Control.
And?
Whoa, there's a scary little twist that they took on it with Teferi's Tutelage. Yeah. it got scary. It was a lot of, you know, pinpoint removal. It was a lot of hand disruption. Then they drop the tutelage and start milling you out. It's kind of gross. And they did what was the card that they used? The other one from Core 21, where you basically like draw half your deck.
Core 20 or 21?
It's Core 21. It's a 7 mana black card. I'll have to bring it up.
Okay. Peer into the
Abyss. Yeah. And with Teferi's tutelage, you draw half. That person draws half their deck. You mill your entire library.
Well, we've got it's going to be an interesting. It's an interesting time. Hard control. The problem is, it's God darn it, it's hard control, and I hate hard control.
If Esper control comes back to the top tier, I'll be very happy.
Dude, I ran into 4 Doom Foretold decks. Don't get me wrong, I hung against them.
Oh, that's the Orzhov Orzhov deck. Yeah. That deck looks really good too. I might try to see after this week to see if it sticks around, and maybe build a copy of that and try to see what I can do with it.
Yeah, because for me, I mean, I would like to see, you know, I know we can't get aggro. We've already talked about this. But I like aggro. I like putting my cards out there, spinning them around, and, you know, hitting you in the face for, you know, I'm okay with hitting you for 5 every turn if I can kill you in 4 turns. The problem is, I mean, by turn 4 in ramp, they're swinging out with Ugin or Crisis or...
Well, I mean, with the ramp decks between Crisis, Euro, Teferi, Ugin, Nissa, I mean, there's so much stuff out there to delay, stall, and basically otherwise neutralize an aggressive player's plan that if you walk into against that deck, I mean, you're done.
Yeah, Nissa's back, too. Nissa's back.
Yeah. Like Nissa's like, her. I was just on break. We were on a break.
I can't help it. Like, so, I mean, this brings up the question. Maybe this is our combat, but this brings up the question. Do they ban Ugin?
No.
Is Ugin too powerful for this standard?
Probably yes, but only if he's ramped out.
Well, I think ramp is the only way you can do it, but...
Yeah, I think they ban Nissa before they ban Ugin.
I don't think they'll ban Nissa. There's no way they'll ban Nissa. I mean...
I'm not thinking Ugin's gonna
ban. I don't think they'll ban anything pre-Throne of Eldraine at this point. They're gonna let it rotate. I mean, maybe they might impact the Wreck deck... If it continues, but I don't know that there's any major events before rotation. There probably is. I mean, what do we got? A month and a half now until rotation.
Well, even if there's no major events, you have to keep in mind that the overall health of the player base is at stake. This will lead into something we're talking about later.
Yeah, this is Zach's email in main 2 is we're going to seriously hit that.
Yeah. And the meta is, it's not stagnant right now, but the strategies you can choose from, there's really only a couple.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. I think this. So the state of standard right now. I mean, if we go by MTG Goldfish, which I don't think we can, because
it's a little threadbare right now.
I mean, so I've got to do, all I can go off of is my own personal experience. Okay, and my own, as I've been playing Arena this weekend, and I had a little bit more time to play this weekend. Ban ramp is huge right now. You know, Teemer Wreck is still rolling around. Sacrifice is a legit deck. It's struggling more now with the Core 21 cards because I don't think it survives rotation. I think Mayhem Devil is a key to that deck.
And yeah, the 5 mana replacement to that's not good.
No, the 5 mana replacement sucks. So
I mean, it's a 5/5/5, which is a good sized body, and it duplicates the effect. But that deck really relied on dropping that thing for 3 mana, so it can do other stuff on top of casting the spell.
I mean, Gruul mid range getting Scavenging Ooze, that's huge. That's a good upgrade. Still not enough. It's still so. But I mean, it's a mid range. The problem with mid range is that that's what's always been with this new standard is you are too slow. You know, you're like, yeah, you're getting a board state, and they're calling it Gruul midrange, but it's really mono green stompy. It's kind of funny. I think it's Gruul because of what's in the sideboard. No, there's no red in the sideboard either. What the hell? That's got to be a miss because that's mono green stompy. I mean, that's Stone Coils, Pelt Collector, Growth Chamber, Paradise. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah. That's not Gruul.
There's no Gruul.
Azorius control could be coming back too. Unfortunately, Azorius and Esper. People like Yorion for control decks because of the extra 20. I mean,
yeah, I mean that's always been control's problem, is that there are a lot of answers out there, but it's like there's only so many you can play, and then Yorion removes that out from the equation, because it's like, all right, you can throw in like one or two other four copies of spells that are answers, and then throw in a bunch more like card selection, card draw, that type of thing, and especially if it's ETB triggers, Yorion's like, hey, Elspeth conquers death, let's do it twice.
Well. All right, so, but now comes the real question, all right? The big question is this. Did I win?
You know what? I mean, I'm...
I think I won. Yeah.
Well, if it's top five...
Yes.
Which is what we agreed.
Okay.
Then...
And we said by MTG Goldfish standards, right?
We did. I mean, unfortunately,
Azorius,
you know...
is sitting at five.
Azorius is sitting at five, but Yorion is not the companion.
Right. So I.
But at the same time, I mean, there isn't really much of a sample size. But I guess that is, you know.
We said goldfish. So
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think we can. Although we also did say July 4th.
What?
We said July 4th.
We did say July 4th, didn't we? We did say July 4th.
Yeah. So I
thought we said July
1st,
but July 4th. I can live with July 4th.
4th of July. Because, okay. I mean, the set gets released over the weekend.
Saturday.
So basically, it'll be next week's episode.
Saturday. Well,
next week's
one.
Episode, we'll say whatever the meta is on Saturday. Although, I'll say honestly, I think you probably will end up winning it, because I don't think there's going to be much information added to
please.
This. You know what I mean?
Just throw money.
But I'm serious. I don't think there's going to be that much information added to Goldfish between now and then, because there's no events.
Right.
So, yeah, it looks like you'll end up getting the booster back.
Unless they change things because of, you know, 21 coming in. But I just took a look at Gruul Midrange, and Scavenging Ooze is in there. So, I mean, the cards are in there.
Some of them are, some of them aren't. So, and I know there are more good red cards or black cards that aren't showing up in this that should be in there. Like the Bant Ram deck, Ugin should be there.
Right. Like, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at their events that they're calling, and they're using a lot of MTGO. And MTGO is mono green, red and green, and Esper.
Yeah, the Bant Ramp deck is from the Players Tour.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's an 8-day-old deck list.
Right. That does not include the two big... Oh, and I'm sorry, Teferi in that deck too, and Bant Ramp. Holy freaking cow.
Yeah.
I need more Mythics, unfortunately. I was like, I got my three Ugins, and then I'm like, shoot, I need Teferi. Oh, crap.
Yeah, looking at the Standard League.
Yeah.
There was a Standard League done on June 20th that was done today.
And it was mono green.
Mono green. And there was...
And
Jund.
Boros? Interesting.
Jund, Simic. Here's Ugin.
Yeah.
Simic Ramp. Solemn Simulacrums, Ugin's.
I'm hearing Simic Ramp might be a thing.
Well, I mean, like I said, it got more toys. I mean, this one's running Solemn Simulacrum, it's running Ugin, it's running Cultivate.
And really, the only reason you run Bant Ramp is Teferi. And
basically for Teferi. Yeah,
yeah. And if you're trying to get rid of if Teferi is just going to be gone anyway in a month or two, people might be like, "Hey, let's just roll," you know.
Right.
So,
there's a Gruul deck here that's running Skooze and
wow.
Primal Might.
All right.
There's Rakdos, there's Bant. There's what is that? White Black Red. What the heck is that name again? That's not Abzan.
Yeah, it's Abzan.
Is that Abzan? I thought that was... No, that's it's Mardu.
Mardu, that's it. Mardu.
Mardu Knights. It's Mardu Knights, yeah. And then we have, like I said, we have Boros.
Yeah.
And then Esper.
Yeah. And Esper had a good showing. Two of the top five. So
this looks like Esper Hero.
Steve, I don't know about Mono Red. I really don't know about Mono... Again, I'm just not sure that...
I don't think it's got enough toys.
I don't think it can hang in this meta. There's so many ways to deal with spot removal without Tormund or without, you know, you can exile an axe, and so you don't even get the engine off of that. Without Tormund, you're hoping for Embercleave, but there are, you know, if they throw a Teferi out there, now Embercleave's no good to you. So
I think like a super creature heavy. Red deck that runs Terror of the Peaks
yeah.
might be something that could be see some play.
Yeah, no kidding, Steve. I wish we got both too. But here's what I'm thinking. I still am thinking I may try to build the Chandra Tribal. With all the Shandi, all the Shandi Planeswalkers, just see what happens. Ember, throw Shandi, Embercleave, and then Burn and Torbren. And
no, don't forget Chandra's Regulator.
Oh, yeah, the Regulator and the Incinerator. Like, Oh, yeah. I might try that just for kicks. And Ugin, why not? He's Lightning Bolt on a stick. What the hell? He fits. Granted, I don't want to get to turn eight with red, but okay.
You play like one copy, just be like, surprise. Yeah.
I might try that. That might be a stream. That might be fun. All right. So,
although his minus X would nuke all of your stuff too.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think he fits that deck.
Crap.
Unless you just use him as a lightning bolt, but then you're better off, you know, playing shock.
Well, no, not just that. And honestly, you want to know what he would be out there too? It's like what I used to do with Teferi. Like Big Teferi, I'd put him in almost every deck. You know why? The minute somebody sees him, they were just, there is a certain level of, oh crap, I gotta kill him, I gotta deal with him, my gosh, what is he planning? He's gotta have something, he's in there, oh, we better kill that right away. I'm like, good,
yeah,
I get another round.
Oh, you get a couple rounds, because Ugin, yeah. I mean, starts at 7 loyalty, yeah. You can just plus him, you know, go to face, and he's got 9 loyalty. I mean, it's hard to deal 9 damage to a Planeswalker.
So, I mean, for me, I'm kind of like, that would, yeah. Hey, do you think they brought Ugin back to deal with Oko? I was thinking about that, too. I was like, you know?
An 8 mana answer to a 3 mana walker?
Yeah, I know.
Honestly?
Probably.
And it wouldn't even be an answer because they just put it in that deck, and they have. Remember, with Corset 21, if you look back, Field of the Dead could be legal. Ugin could be legal. Once Upon a Time could be legal. Look at all the stuff that... Look at what the standard could be without these bans. It's disgusting.
So, yeah.
Agent of Treachery is still legal.
I mean, Core 21 has definitely had somewhat of an impact. But, I mean, let's pivot off of that. So, we've gotten kind of the state of standard. We know what's kind of going on there. I really want to talk about something. Now, realize, guys, this is not me grabbing any articles or anything like that. This is more just from my own personal experience and reading some other Reddit posts. And even Aramis had this experience, and a few of you others have as well. I want to talk a little bit about what I'm calling Dupegate. This is the first set in a while where I opened a booster box, and I have a picture up online on our Facebook page. I'm not going to put it on screen now. But basically, 15 out of my 36, is it 36 packs?
36 packs, yeah.
So 15 out of those 36 packs were duplicated, meaning that I had like 8 duplicates, and one was 3. Basically, you know, they were, and when I say duplicates, I mean my rares. Which is almost, usually one or two happens. You're like, eh, whatever, you know.
Yeah, in a booster box, you're going to get a couple. Yeah,
but I have not seen it like this in some time. And I'm just kind of wondering what would account for that, what would have brought that on. And I want to warn you, too, if you're going out to buy a box, that you may see this. Because it is going out there. They talked about it on Reddit. There was, some people shared that today with us on our, I posted it on Facebook. I put a picture of what we have. And, you know, basically, you know, they were like, yeah, it happened to me too. And, you know, what's going on with that? And I'm like, well, you know, it is what it is. But let me see, what were the ones I got? I got two of, let me see if I can pull my picture up here. So I got 2 Stormwing Entities, I got 2 Containment Priests, 2 Primal Mites, 3 Speakers of the Heavens, 2 Pack Leaders, 2 Double Visions, and 2 Esteem Speakers.
I think it's funny that you got 2 Double Visions.
Yeah, that's ironic. You know, and it's definitely, and what people were saying when they saw it, Ricky was saying, you know, he didn't get any dupes. Steve was saying 8 duplicates for me and John had 7. So that means 14 and 16 is the way I'm understanding it. Is that true, Steve? So you had like 16 duplicated cards? So it definitely, there is something. Yeah, so he had 6, same as me, about 8 packs out of this 36. So 1/4 of my packs were duplicated. Right. That's a strange thing. I wonder if Wizards is doing something different now.
Could be. Sorry, I had a dick down guess one.
Yeah.
No, mine wasn't as bad. I did have a good amount of duplicates. The strange thing for me was I was getting duplicates in the mythic slot.
quit your crying.
Well, I mean, at the same, you know, there's if you're going to get duplicates of a mythic, I would imagine you'd probably be more likely to get duplicates of Teferi because there's five versions of it,
yeah,
right?
I would have liked to get one, personally.
Yeah. So the duplicates that I got in the one box, I got two Barons, two Brash Talkers, two Temples of Malady, two Temples of Silence, and I got two Terror of the Peaks, which...
Oh, I didn't even count totally... the lands, dude. I got duplicates of a couple of the temples.
Yeah.
Shoot, so that's,
I mean,
more.
I'm not going to complain about duplicates of the best red mythic in the set.
Right.
And probably one of the best creatures printed in a while. But it's like, all right, I mean, duplicate mythic, fine, whatever. My other box, I got another pair of Temple of Silence. I already have four Temple of Silence from Core 20, and I had, I don't know how many.
No,
I think
that
I had four
was from,
from...
I thought Temple's Game of Thrones. Because they were staying...
No, Temple was Theros, the allied colors. The enemy-colored ones were from Core 19.
Oh, I thought they were from... Okay, Theros, okay.
Yeah, they were from Core... Well, they were from Theros originally, but then they reprinted these ones in Core 19.
Okay.
So I have four Temples of Silence now out of two boxes. Two more Barons, so there's four Barons out of the two boxes. And then another mythic that I got duplicated, which was Discontinuity. Which, again, that I imagine that's going to be a decent card, so I'm not super upset, but it's like... I'd rather, you know, there's 15 mythics in the set, and out of the two boxes, I got five mythics.
Yeah, that seems a bit much. I did get my tutor though. I got a tutor. I opened a Nugent with the showcase art, which
that was in your pre-release pack, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, I got. I mean, the other mythics that I got were good. Like the value wise for the boxes, I did really well because I got one of the alternate art Teferis, and I got the showcase Ugin as well. And then I got a couple other really good cards. Like value wise, I did really well. But it's like, if I'm gonna get duplicates of cards, I'd rather they not be the mythic, just because I'm trying to collect the set at the same time. So duplicate mythics don't do anything for me in that regard. But as far as playability, between the two boxes, I have three Terror of the Peaks.
Right. So I mean, that's yeah. So that's something. I'd love to see some more discussion on this, guys. You know, come on up to our Discord. Which that's it. I should put that on the. Somebody was saying I should put that up in our background.
Like, would you count? Well, I wouldn't count the foil rares though, too, because if you count foil rares, I got duplicates on foil rares.
No, I guess you can't. Because
that's a separate slot. I guess
technically, Containment Priest, I got a showcase and a regular. I did count that, but again, I didn't count my lands, and I know I had two Temple of something. So of the same, I was like, son, and it feels like a waste because again, I had them in Core 19.
So it's definitely a weird pack. Pack collation thing. That's right. I also got a Discontinuity in the other box. So I had three Discontinuities out of the two boxes, three Terror of the Peaks out of the two boxes.
Wow. Yeah.
So four out of those six mythics could have been something else.
Yeah. So I definitely, something's up. I don't know if they got a new distributor or whatever, but I would count foil duplicates. I got three foils, all duplicates. Ooh.
The only reason I don't is because they take up a separate slot in the pack.
Right. And they use different card stock for that. So. But yeah.
Yeah, because it's either going to be like an extra, it's taken out of the common slot, and then it'll either be, you know, whatever foil it is.
Right.
Like, so it could be any foil. So I don't really necessarily count that as a duplicate, even though it is a duplicate, but it's not like you opened a separate pack and got the same thing.
Right. So it's just something that we wanted to kind of bring to your attention. Love to hear some further discussion on this as you all open boxes. I mean, Aramis and I are each going to open at least one more. I think he's going to open his on air. I'm not sure if I'll open my, I might. So we might do streams on that, but, you know, so you may see something like that where we talk about it more, but maybe talk to your friends, people in your play groups, things of that nature, and ask them what they're finding out as well. Cause that, you know, this is something that maybe Wizards should, I mean, they really can't, you're playing the lottery. It's not like they're going to sit there and go, oh, sorry, mea culpa. They're going to be like, well, we never promised you, you know?
Yeah. Cause theoretically this is obviously statistically possible.
Yeah. Statistically harder though. If you think
it's
about
very,
it.
It's unlikely. Yeah. It's unlikely, but it is possible.
Right. So, but with that, let's go ahead and get into combat. And then Steve blew his dang vape cigarette and fogged us, so, you know.
Main phase.
All right, main two. All right, so we've got some... This is where we tend to talk about arena stuff. First of all, Jumpstart, we did get two packs. That was a little fun. I was funner than I thought it was going to be.
Craterhoof.
I got Oracle of Moldiah, dude. Like,
that's pretty cool, yeah. I was really happy when I opened a Craterhoof Behemoth. I was like, ooh, a big boy.
And I got Krenko Mob Boss, like the original school, so old school. So
cool.
Yeah,
it's good for Commander reprints.
It really is. I'm going to throw some of these. I might be throwing a few of these in my Commander. I'm not going to tell y'all what I'm playing, but I'm working on it. Because Commander Craft this Wednesday night is going to be Artisan Commander. You can have a rare Mythic Commander, but every other card in your deck is common or uncommon. Tell your friends.
Yep, my deck's all set to go. Yeah. I can't wait.
And Nate says right here, it's a little concerning. I don't know about buying boxes if that's going on. Single cards, I guess.
I would still buy the box because, I mean, there's a lot of value to be had if you open an Ugin or a Teferi.
Right.
And maybe the duplicate falls in that favor. Maybe you get three Teferis in a box.
Yeah, that has happened with some of the Reddit.
I mean,
some of the Redditors.
And if you enjoy...
I've seen that.
And if you enjoy cracking packs, yeah. I mean, buying a box is the best way to do it.
So... this is going to bring us to this, though. I really wanted to talk about one of our patrons, Zach, who I hope he's staying a patron after reading this because, I like the guy and, I like him either way, whether he's a patron or not. But he sent us an email, and I'm just going to read the whole thing because I really think there's a discussion here. He's like, hey, Plains Talkers fam, I wanted to email in and just say that I still enjoy the show and am proud to be a patron. Aramis and Will, you guys put your heart into making great content week in and week out. Unless we decide not to do it like we did 2 weeks ago. That being
he's
said...
He's obviously not listening to the show. Yeah, he says no. It's great content. I mean, we're just kind of schmutzing along.
I make great content, sir. I don't know about you. I cannot speak to you, but I know that I make great content. Because first of all, I have the face, yo, right here. Like, this is the moneymaker right here. Chicks dig the face, man. They miss the beard. They miss the beard. I'm getting some emails on the beard.
Oh, credibility lost. I heard your wife laughing at you.
So that being said, all right, going back to the emails. That being said, I truthfully haven't played Arena for about a month now. I haven't enjoyed playing Arena for quite some time before that. Goes on to say, I just can't bring myself to play anymore. It's not fun, and I have many other things to spend my time and earn her money on. Spending hundreds of dollars on both MTG Arena and physical booster boxes is not going to happen. And we all know that if you don't spend money on Arena, you won't be that competitive. It is pay to win. He's not wrong. I know they say it's not, but he's not wrong.
Not wrong.
I just wish WotC/Hasbro/whoever is running things would wake up and stop mistreating their customer base. If you buy a physical booster box, you should get codes for packs in Arena. Again, I don't disagree. And I'm not talking three packs for one booster box. I'd like to see almost a one-for-one ratio. The cards online or digital have no value and have next to no cost to manufacture and distribute other than coding and fixed costs. And then there's the collation. I'm sure you're going to talk about that on the show. Now again, he emailed this before I posted that we were going to talk about tonight. Now, not only has WotC created a horrible standard environment pre-Core 21, but it's nearly impossible to pull some mythics. Add on top of that the duplication, and they've managed to do this in both of their mediums, physical and digital. Anyways, I do enjoy the show. I just can't support whatever WotC is doing right now. I'm keeping all my mana on tap and hoping things get better. Zach. And then he went on to say, because I said, hey, we're going to read this on air. He said, I cannot wait for rotation. I'll dip my feet into Arena again then. So I really felt that this was worthwhile and something to talk about. Now, again, I do not want to be one of these negative content creators who does nothing but slam WotC. Again, Magic Historian's wonderful for that. Go tell your friends. But I will call them out on certain things. And this is disheartening. It really is. I mean, he said everything I feel. Like, I've been playing a lot of Minecraft with my kids lately. You know why? Because I was really getting tired of Arena. Like, it's like, if you're not going to play, unless you're playing Team Wreck or you're playing the Sacrifice or, whatever, you're just...
whatever the flavor of the month is.
Yeah. So... no thanks. I'm just not there. Now I started to get back into it this weekend because obviously Core 21 and I wanted to build Ugin and see what I could do. But I mean, this is the first time I have not made it to Diamond in 3 months. I'm sitting at Gold 1 and I don't see myself getting to Platinum. the fact is, it does. It sucks. The standard is the worst I've seen in some time. It's not fun to play. I think the power creep has gone too far. I think they creeped and creeped and creeped until they couldn't creep anymore, and they just started, stepping. And it something's got to be done. Now, do I think that they're going to take physical cards and give you a one-for-one or even a two-for-one? No. Obviously not. I mean, they're in.
Although they should.
They should. But Arena is considered a different product. Now, here's the thing. I would be fine. I think they should, too, because. But make it an Arena pack. Make it a 7-card pack or whatever the hell it is on the game. You know, you don't have to give me 15 cards. If I buy a booster box, I'll take a booster box of 7 cards. But, you know, when your booster box in Arena, quote unquote, costs as much as a booster box with 15 cards in it and that you own the cards, there's a problem. They're pricing themselves out. You know, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I cannot agree with this email more. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, he's basically speaking what I've been feeling as well. I mean, I haven't played... When I played Standard over the weekend, it was the first time I'd played Standard since Aquaria rotated in.
Wow.
And that says something.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad because, you know, obviously we're a Standard podcast. This is our bread and butter. And I've been keeping an eye on the meta, but it's like, I don't know. It seems like the way that the meta's been shifting, it hasn't been as dynamic as it was back when Ravnica was out and right before War of the Spark, right, where it seemed like every week there was a new deck on top and there were a bunch of other decks that were viable still. This one, it's like,
I
you know,
Throne,
Team Erect
Throne
was
even like that. It was up until Ikoria, or till Theros.
A little bit, yeah. Throne, but I mean, well, also Throne was when we really started to see the really ridiculous broken cards. But it's with Team Erect dominating the meta the way that it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know. It's just there's something very off-putting about the way that it is, and I agree with what he says about how, you know, how there should be. Buying the physical card should get you something on Arena.
I agree.
Whether or not it's packs or a little bit of gold or maybe a couple of gems. Something. There should be something there to translate the physical to the digital side because there is no value on the Arena cards, like you said. There was another podcast, Dice to Removal, with the Professor and Pleasant Kenobi. They were talking about this, and I agree with what they were saying. Basically, that if you're someone who plays exclusively on Arena and you get sick of the meta and decide to stop for... 6 months or a year.
Okay, like Zach's.
And yeah, and then you decide to come back. If you don't have a lot of wild cards banked, or you don't have a bunch of gems or gold, you can't dust your collection
and
get new cards.
But you could.
You have
historic.
To basically rebuy. Yeah, but then even still, a lot of those new cards that are rotating in are going to be at the top of the meta. So you're not going to have access to those unless you spend wild cards. And if you don't have them, you have to go into events, which means you have to spend a bunch of money to get gold or gems. And it's just, it's very predatory.
Yeah. And that's what I think Hasbro intended that. I think that's what they're, yeah.
I mean, because at least with Magic Online, like for me, I have a pretty good sized collection on Magic Online. I don't play much. But if I decided I wanted to get into Standard or something, I could sell off a bunch of my cards on Magic Online for tickets, use those tickets to buy the cards I need to build at least one Tier 1 Standard deck. If I do well with that, I get more stuff. I can spend that to get more cards and at least keep up with the meta in that point. There's an economy, and there is a point where you have an investment and you can get something back on your investment. Whereas with Arena, if they shut the lights off tomorrow, sorry?
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
That's why I haven't spent a ton of money in Arena. It's this mindset. I had this conversation with my sister once because she was a big fan on getting because my nephew is playing Roblox. She's like, get him Robux. He wants Robux cards. Get him. I'm like, Betty, I'm not going to get him Robux cards. She's like, why? I'm like, because I get them for him. Even if I give him like 25, 30, 40 bucks. Okay. And he gets what he wants. And sure, he's having a good time. And then they are like, we're going to shut the game off because we just got bought out by Microsoft and they own Minecraft and they don't want us to be competing with them anymore. So we're going to shut it off. Well, now what did I get him for 3 years? I didn't get him a present? No, screw that. I always get him something else. You know, dusting is something that should happen. I mean, I understand them not wanting to build an economy because it got a little out of it can get a little out of control. It was a lot more out of control in the earlier days, you know, but on the other side of it, you need something. You need to be able to dust your collection. You need to be able to...
Or at least let you trade.
Yeah.
It's a trading card game.
Well, what would happen is this. If it was a trading card game, I would have 3 accounts. and I would get my free, my 18 packs with my, you know, play core 21 and get my 12 packs and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. I would do that. I would. And I'd be like, okay, well, I mean, let's get the best collection I can. Ooh-ah.
Yeah. But the same thing can happen to Magic Online. You get a welcome pack for Magic Online. Yeah.
But the welcome packs usually aren't that good.
No, but even still, you can get stuff that has actual value to it and turn that into tickets, which can get you into events, which if you're a good enough player, you can go infinite.
Right. So I can see why they don't. They should. They should totally do a lot of things. I would like to see dusting. I really would.
At the very least, yeah, I can agree with that.
So, but Zach, I understand you will be missed. I hope you hang out and pop in on us every now and again. I even wrote him back. I'm like, dude, play for the box. What the hell? Get a free box. Like, you know, which is going to bring us to our next news. So, you know, yes. let's go ahead and.
And now, breaking news.
Okay. Breaking news here. So, as many of you know, with Ikoria, we did a win a box competition. Now, I mean, our sponsor, Kerwin's Game Store, they give us a box to give away every set, every one of the standard sets. This is no different. They have given it to us. He asked me about it this weekend. I said, we don't have a winner yet. We're just getting that going, so it'll be a couple of weeks. He's like, cool. So we're going to do it again. Now, we're going to do it a little different this time. First of all, the big thing to remember, I would like 32. I'd love to see a field of 32. So this is every listener out there. We get about 500 listens a week. Listen, if you are in, and this is the key, okay, you must be in the continental United States, the 48, to be able to partake in this. We cannot ship to Canada. We cannot ship to Mexico. And I don't believe we could ship to Hawaii or Alaska. I'm not sure, but I'm going to keep it at the 48 for right now. So if you are within the continuous 48, all right, then here's how you enter. Very simple. First of all, if you're a patron, I am holding a slot for you. So that means I am holding about 16, 17 slots already, okay? Any level of patron is eligible, but you're not automatically entered. You need to email the show. And that is the only way we're doing this time, because I screwed up and did not include Josh, who had talked to me on Facebook, because I just forgot about it. I didn't realize we had talked. So I'm not screwing around with that. You want to play podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. Email the show. Say, I want in. Send it with your email. And then I will get back to you. I'll say you're in. I will make sure you're put up into a document. And then you can start putting your deck together. This is going to be, all right, a hopefully 32, if not 16. I really hope we get at least 16 again.
Yeah, 32 would be awesome. 32
would be amazing. First dibs, again, go to our patrons. Oh, patrons, for you to enter, you have a deadline. All right, I want to start rolling this Monday. So that means this. You need to email us by Friday, okay? By like 8, 9, 10 a.m. Friday, I'm going to shut it off. Well, not shut it off. You can certainly get in, but I'm opening it up to anyone, all comers. Now, I have put an ad out on Facebook for this. So I am hoping to entice people who don't necessarily listen to the show, but may like Magic and may want a card. And I even put in there, you have a 1 in 32 chance to win this box. We're going to cap it at 32 this time. If I get more than that, next time we'll go to 64. But right now, it's a field of 32. You want in, you email. That's all you have to do is email me. If you're not a patron, email me anyway. I'm taking first come, first serve on this. And once my patron slots are full or they don't show, that I'm going to go, you're getting in. So if you email me right now and you're not a patron, since I only have, 16 patrons right now, you're in. Okay? This is the key. All right? We talked about this, and I understand the irony here because we're talking standard and how much it blows right now. So I'm going to encourage you from this after this. But we're doing standard. Why are we doing standard? Because historic, not a lot of people have bought the anthologies. They don't have the card base. I want to make this as inclusive as possible. I might say that, you know, this time we're doing standard, but hey, and I'll say this to my patrons, prep for historic for Zendikar. I think Zendikar historic would be fun. So, you know, plan on that, but so start building your historic queue now if you can. But this time it's standard. The ban list. We are not going to ban Wilderness Wreck. I am not going to ban Mayhem Devil or the Cat or the Oven or anything that's not banned right now. It is using the standard ban list. So that means...
Which is, right now, is Agent of Treachery, Field of the Dead, Fires of Invention, Oko Thief of Crowns, Once Upon a Time, and Veil of Summer.
Absolutely. Nate, you can... Now, if you're from outside the country and you want to play and you don't care about winning, here's what you could do. One of two things. One, what we had last time was somebody was playing for one of my students. He was like, look, I'm from out of the country. I really want to play in this. Pick one of your students because they know I have some, you know, less than, you know, they would be struggling to get a box. To them, a box would be just an amazing gift. You can do that, or you can give it to another player that's in the continental U.S. Like Nate saying, can I play as a wildcard player? If I win, I pass it to a player I enjoyed playing the most. Yeah, well, I'll let that fly. We just can't send you the prize. That's all it is. I don't know. I feel kind of bad. If Nathan gets in the finals, though, it's kind of like...
Well, yeah. I mean...
You know what? You could do what you want. If you win it, you could do whatever you want with it. So we'll leave
it there. The person that ends up winning the box, if they get it shipped to them, they could end up giving it away to somebody else.
Yeah, feel free
to give
it to your hosts, even. Well, you know, we'd love a box. But, no.
More boxes, yeah. Please.
Here's the thing. Okay, with 32, it's conceivable. I had to think about this today because I realized this was a hole we had. If they come out with a BNR now, because, you know, they're not announcing BNRs with a week's notice. They're not announcing BNRs at the end of the month. They could give a week's notice. Realize this. I am not going to let you switch your deck. So if you're playing Team Wreck and they come out and ban Wilderness Wreck, you better make sure your deck list, you will be able, obviously, to replace Wilderness Wreck or any card that has been, I think, what did I say? I think... The card and two other ones, like a playset of two others.
Right, so you can make a maximum of 12 card alterations.
Right, you can make an adjustment. But at the end of the day, realize, and this is me, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think Team Wreck is horrible. So I'm trying to encourage you guys not to play it. So, and if you think the Team Wreck is going to get banned, then guess what? Maybe you don't play Team Wreck this time. Because... We are going to, that's how it's going to work. If they put a ban list out and you're going into the finals, well, because we don't control Arena and I can't just let your deck fly. I don't know. I think they let us play with player decks, but even still, yeah, that's how it's going to work. If they ban something, you're going to be able to swap as many cards of the banned cards you have. And then up to
eight total cards. Otherwise. Yes.
So let me see. I want to find it here because I mean it just.
I mean that would. That, I mean if they banned Wilderness Reclamation, I mean that would kind of destroy that deck anyway. So I guess you know your mileage may vary. Yeah. And
I said
keep that in mind.
We will allow a change to the deck list to be made to let you swap out only the impacted cards and two other cards. So if Wilderness Rec becomes banned during the tournament, you'll be able to make a change to the list as far as the impacted cards, but not of your whole deck. So choose accordingly. Which I mean, it becomes bant ramp real easy. But in the any event, I mean, I could see them do. And if they do something like Wilderness Wreck and Growth Spiral, no, you don't get to swap your whole deck. You know, we're going to have to make a judgment call on that one. So just plan accordingly. We want to make it fun, okay?
Yeah.
It's hopefully going to be non, you know, Planeswalker people. I'm hoping that this kind of expands our net a little bit, gets some more people involved. You know, but yes, if you're a patron, you need to email me before Thursday night. Once Friday hits, I'm going to start putting together with whatever I've got. So Nate, if you want in, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
So, I mean, basically it's spicy brews are encouraged.
Oh, please. Yes.
Non-patrons are encouraged. Patrons, of course, are welcome and get first dibs and have fun. And if you want to give your box away, if you win, that's cool.
You've put it out on Facebook, Aramis. Are we publicly talking about what happened last week?
Because
I could see you.
It's on Facebook, so. Yeah.
Well, because Aramis has had a change in employment, I could see Aramis like being called in to call your match if you wanted. I don't care. He'll stream it.
That's possible. Yeah, depending on timing and everything. I'm not gonna do it at 3 a.m.
Steve, you don't have to have a deck list by Thursday. All I need you to do is email me by Thursday and say you want in. I'll get your deck list at some point before Monday. So just email and say I'm in. So I put you on a list and you have your slot. Let me say that. You don't need to have your deck created yet. Just email the show and say I'm in. Also, discord.gg/4T, lowercase d as in dog, lowercase n as in Nancy, 9, lowercase n as in Nancy, 5. That is our Discord, and it is on our stuff now. We're going to make, that's our Discord invite. Join the Discord. We're going to be using it. So, and every time we stream, it's a great way for you guys to chat with us as well. So with that, this is wide open. Start your email engines, get it to us. Let us know you want in. I will send out a rule to all the rule list to all of you. It's 12 rules like before. Best 2 out of 3 is going to be it. It's going to be standard. And I'm excited. I'd like to see something cool happen. So we had a good time with it last time. So tell your friends. So, and yes, Steve, John, and Anthony, make sure they know about it. So anything else to add to that, Aramis?
No, I'm looking forward to seeing maybe if a rogue deck can take down the field.
That's what I would love, is a little spicy meatball would be kind of good. So, John doesn't use Arena. Oh, that sucks.
Boo hiss.
Exactly. Tell him to get started, although he won't have a card collection.
There's no way he'd get a collection of time, unless he went like absolutely bonkers with gems.
So that's our win a box, guys. It's hopefully we want to start it next Monday, so get your stuff in right away. Great. Steve wants to play green-white aggro.
That could be a thing. Questing Beast is a good card. Yeah.
Wonderful.
He could have said Esper Control. Come on.
Yes. Well, no, that's going to be everyone. All right. So there's that. Like I said, we had an email, Steve saying, I'm in. I've already gotten the email. We have our first official. Nice. Steve is in. So I don't know if we had any other emails. Like I said at the beginning of the show, Walter was giving us some stuff. Please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He did send us another email. He said, hey, how have you guys been? This weekend hasn't even ended yet and already has been one to remember. I finally started streaming on Twitch and had a good turnout for my first stream. Wait, is this from last week? No, 627. Yeah. How have you guys liked the new set? My favorite so far is Ugin. He has wrecked so many games for it against and have made many different decks like the Cat Dog. And yeah, we didn't even talk about the Cat Dog deck. People are talking about the Cat Dog. Yeah, Cat Dog's
really
Cat Dog's a thing.
Okay.
I've seen they made the Brawl mode free forever now, which is awesome. I really hope more.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? We didn't even really go over the state of the game because, well, it's the Mac and they made Brawl free. That was
which they should have done from the beginning. Yeah, but thank you.
Yes, no kidding. So I've seen they made Brawl free forever. I really hope for more modes, but we shall see if that happens. Listen, they're going to do Pioneer. It's coming. They're already talking about before the end of the year, they're looking to try to do an Amonkhet, I guess, Masters or something.
Amonkhet Remastered, yeah. So like they did that at Magic Online with Tempest Remastered. They basically put Tempest, Stronghold, and Exodus in one big set. They removed all the really crappy commons or whatever chaff was there. And it's all just all the cards that actually saw play from those sets.
Yeah, so I'd like to see that. So please. But with that, I mean, so that's Walter. And again, guys, I can't go into detail, but just know that he definitely needs some thoughts sent his way. So, with that, I guess, I mean, unless there's anything else you can think of, Aramis.
No, I think we've covered pretty much everything this week.
We've gone a little over as we usually do. So let's go ahead and get right to
End Step.
All right. End Step. So as Aramis and I are both picking. Okay, apparently the 12% is hit. As Aramis and I are both picking up our play mats, rolling them up, grabbing our cards, putting them in the boxes, putting the boxes in our little toolbox, and getting ready to go and putting our pizza boxes by the garbage because, damn it, your mother still doesn't work here. We want to remind you guys that we still stream, and we've been doing it more these days.
What's that?
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, fam. I'll just mute this later.
Yeah.
Both Aramis and I stream Arena on the Planestalker podcast channel on Twitch. Look up Planestalkers podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch at MindCarm73. And that's actually, we are streaming everything on Twitch now, not just us gaming. Our show is done on Twitch. Please become a fan. We are like 8 out of 10. I need like 2 more or something like that to get us like to the next level. Please look us up on Twitch. Everything's streaming there. Commander Craft is there. If Aramis and I go live, it's on there. Definitely check it out.
Yep, definitely check that out. And you can also follow me on Twitch at RMechWRX. Anything that I stream is going to be also put on the Planestalkers podcast channel as well. Benson's actually going to be helping me get my setup rejiggered because it got all screwed up a couple of months ago and it hasn't been working well since.
You know
what,
we might do that after the show so that you're ready to go.
But, you know, like I said, RMechWRX on Twitch. I also, it gets streamed to the Planestalkers podcast channel as well. But if Twitter's more your speed to follow the show, you can find us at PlanestalkerPod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson. But let's be honest, folks, I really am only on there these days to follow the ins and outs and the musical career of my favorite artist, Gerardo. So Gerardo and I have an incredible love for that man. He's amazing, dude. You don't remember Gerardo?
I don't know who the heck you're talking about.
Rico Suave.
Oh, good lord. That's going deep, man.
I went deep, man. I was like, yep, I'm going to hit it. I think that hit was like in 91. So
that's not even scraping the bottom of the barrel. You picked up the barrel and looked underneath it to see if there was something else there.
Rico. Man, that's going to have to be a sound thing now. Rico Suave, man. Oh, it's going to be, I got to make it a bump on here. That's Logan's bump. Yes. Yes. Mission there accomplished. Booyah.
So the beer was good for something at least.
So my personal Twitter, I'm on there to follow your favorite artist and mine, Gerardo and Rico Suave. But of course, you can always follow me on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/Planestalker and like and follow our page. Now, it's not Planestalkers. We took that last S off and we gave it to you for savings. And because some jerk took the name before we did.
See, I figured you were going to go, you took the last S off for Suave.
Oh, but, my gosh.
You missed
gosh,
the boat on
you're...
that one. Oh. You missed it on that one.
I did. I missed it. I feel horrible now.
Just anyway, hurts my heart. After that disaster, you know, if you want to send us an email and tell us how terrible we are, because obviously we're just completely missing the ball, you can send us an email at podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
And it's where you go to sign up for our win a box. Go on.
Yes, that too.
You're not going to say deck construction and the rest of your spiel? I did interrupt you. Okay. Well, we do have the Ask Aramis section where he can offer you tips on anything from deck construction to limited choices. Again, you want to hang out there. And listen, I do host another podcast. I'm not going to talk about that right now. We do have another cast that we are doing every week now. It's called Commander Craft. Why do we call it that? Because we usually drink craft beer and Aramis drinks craft water. Where we actually play Paper Commander. This is open to any level patron. All right. We have a good core group of four, me, Aramis, Anthony, and Steve. Now Bell hung out with us last week. John's come in once or twice. It's open to any patron or anyone else who wants to hang. So if you want to be a part of this, just get a hold of us either on the Discord or send us an email or anything like that. We'd love to have you. This week we're doing something called Artisan Commander.
Yeah, I mean, because it's almost like Tiny Leaders, but not.
So it's basically we're going to have, you're allowed to have a mythic or rare commander, but the rest of your deck is commons and uncommons. It's becoming very interesting, and I'm not going to say what exactly I'm playing, mostly because Steve is listening, and he's all like, hope you're ready for Wednesday. I built a pretty nutty deck. Even my commander is uncommon. By the way, seriously, that could be a drinking game for as many times as he has said that on the Discord /our chats/...
Well, and something to keep in mind too for the people who want to join the Commander cast, we are not CEDH.
No.
We are not competitive level EDH. Casual stuff.
Wow, sorry, I'm excited. I beat John's deck with it.
Steve, yeah, so you know, casual mid-range stuff, you know, just nothing too crazy.
Yeah, keep your $12,000
we're there to have a good time. Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Steve. But I do host another podcast as well. It's it deals with the television show DC's Legends of Tomorrow. We're actually going to re-record our finale. We were going to record it yesterday, but the rainstorm and stuff, I didn't want to do that because you would have heard it. Because we recorded our finale and it didn't do well. Like, I had bad audio. Everybody had bad audio. So we're redoing that this Sunday. It's called Legends TV Talk. Love to have you find out. Matt Bell, one of our patrons, is also the co-host on that. So find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. Just checked. We do not have any new iTunes reviews. Please leave us one there. But with that, I think it's time for us to consider getting on out of here. So for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you all of you for listening tonight. We really had a great time. Next week, we'll talk about Commander Craft. Hopefully, we'll have a few rounds maybe of the play-in and stuff for the Winnabox. As well as standard should really be shaped out then, so you won't want to miss that. Don't forget to tune in Wednesday night for Commander Craft. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you all for being listeners, for hanging out with us, and remember to always leave some of your mana untapped, because you'll never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.